1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up. On Hit.
Jules, we have a very special guest in studio this morning.
Yes, we do. And someone who we have had on our show before,
yes,
talking about mental health, a very dear friend of mine that I grew up with in Dubbo over on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And he is here in WA, in Bunbury, because he was here for an event on Sunday. And he talks very openly about his struggles with mental health and everything that he has been through, and then how he has survived it and is thriving from it. Now, he joins us in the studio right now. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good. It's good to see a familiar face from the East Coast.
It's nice to have you in studio, mate.
It's good to be here. It's and great to see you, Jules. We obviously bump heads a couple of times over in Western New South Wales, out in Dub Vegas.
Yeah, mainly at the airport when I'm trying to fly back over, and he's flying off somewhere around Australia to go and talk at schools.
Jet setter, mate.
I think I spend more time in airports than I do at home, more time in airports than most pilots.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of which, you're in WA for a thing that you did on Sunday.
Yeah, I was here with the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Kids Day, which obviously talks about, you know, children as such, but I guess children are our future in the country. So, you know, we got to best look after their children. So, you know, I'm here talking about mental health and you know, I don't go into the depths of the dark stuff that I experienced in my life, but talk about just feelings and helping each other in tough times. And I'm a massive advocate for looking out for people when they're doing it tough. You know, we always wait for someone to reach out to us and tell us that they're not well, but we should be really reaching into them. We can all notice when someone's not having a good day, so we just got to ask them why they're not having a good day.
If you do have a friend that is feeling down, stop waiting for them to reach out to you, because they're going to be the last person.
Yeah, and ask multiple times as well, because the first answer you usually get is, yeah, I'm fine, mate.
I'm fine, everything's cool, and you move on, you know. I guess I travel across the country and around the world telling people to speak up and the importance of it. But I'm the first one to zip my mouth too when I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I know.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know exactly what you mean.
Like, it's all well and good to tell people to reach out and talk, but, you know, that's what stigma is. Stigma isn't that we think people are going to be ashamed of us, you know, what we're going through. The stigma just makes us silent.
Yeah.
And doesn't like to talk about it. You know, it's that's what people have to understand, that when we're having these tough times, as much as I advocate that we got to speak out about it, even someone who talks about it and educates people on mental health every single day zips his mouth closed. It's my behaviours that give it away.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that, because the stigma thing, I mentioned something I was going through to a mate of mine, and just having that conversation kind of set the tone, and he all of a sudden was like, oh, like, it's okay to chat about this kind of stuff, and then just unloaded a bunch of stuff. And I thought, I'd never even thought of it that way, that by telling someone what you're going through, it just kind of opens the opportunity for them to say something.
You know, when I started speaking about my experience back in 2014, the one thing I noticed on the back of it was so many people come up to me and said, you know what, Joe, I go through the exact same thing, and you've just articulated it in such a simple way that has helped me to understand it and helped encourage me to be able to talk about it.
Mm.
So on the back of so many people coming and speaking to me about that, I went, I got to make this bigger. I got to see more people. I've got to help more people who are struggling in silence. One thing I've noticed, and people talk to me and say that's fantastic that I'm so busy, but it's probably not fantastic that I'm busy. It just means that there's more and more people that are in pain across the country. And I spoke to a guy recently, and what I put it down to is that we are all struggling in this big wide world of the expectations of what we should be like.
Mm.
Rather, simple thing to do is just to slow everything down and just act the best way that we're supposed to.
Yeah. Mm. You have released a book a couple of years ago, The Enemy Within, which you've just released over in the States as well, and you're about to head over.
The book is defying the enemy within. So I've lived with an enemy inside my head all my life, and the things that I've done to defy that or silence that enemy within, you know, the book's been, you know, incredible for people who can't talk about it.
Yeah.
So they'll read about it. And a really important part of my book is that the back section of the book is how I've thrived and survived. It's normalizing that conversation to talk about.
Yeah.
So that's why I do what I did.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, it was an ex-NRL player who was a current boxer on, you know, on a national level, you know, I felt I had a role as a sports person to be able to normalise that conversation, and that's all I've done for the last 4 or 5 years now, and it's taken me around the world.
Yeah, you did just start a new Instagram page, The Enemy Within, so if you do want any more information, you can jump on there, and also there'll be a link there to your book for anyone that would like to have a read as well too. But thank you so much
great
for coming in.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.